Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We are here again, and we're here every day on the radio and also on the internet to read to you our morning devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And then we're going to do a little teaching on it. And I do these to help lift you up as you understand the job of us to suffer well, to suffer well. And today we read number 248 of the Suffer Well devotional called The Other Side. The Other Side. Adam, Edom. Shedding of blood, ego, flushed, ashamed. In scriptural context, these are synonymous. They are all emanate from Adam, who chose to eat from the wrong tree, and therefore are all synonymous with all who came after him. All but one, that is. It is necessary that you understand what is intended when you read about blood sacrifices. The key element of the sacrifice is always about shedding of blood. And now we know this means no less than shedding of shame. The shame is caused by your fierce and carnal desire to act like you have an option to choose rather than to obey. The first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. The first Adam chose ego. The last Adam was the perfect sacrifice because he chose to shed his ego, parentheses, blood, in order to give life, parentheses, spiritual revival, to those the Father would choose to forgive. You would do well to consciously practice the recognition of the above words of synonymous with Adam each time you read the scriptures. When you read the blood, think shame or ego. When you consider the Edomite, think about the ego of man. Loved one, it is all about progressing in your level of consciousness from the fallen mind to the mind of Messiah. This transformation takes a consistent renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2, and ultimately the removal of your personal thoughts as they give way to strict obedience to Yahweh's decrees and commands. Yeshua knew his purpose. He had to eliminate his own will. Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Luke 22, verse 42. He knew that it would always shame his father and ultimately himself if he chose his own way. If he sought his own glory, my doctrine is not mine, but he who has sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from the Almighty or whether I speak of my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. John 7:16-18. It is quite simple. One side you choose ego, the other side you choose the shedding of ego. It is not the pattern, nevertheless, not my will. Well, is this not the pattern, nevertheless, my will upon which you should base your own life? Remember, you were purchased for a great price, and you no longer own yourself. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without shedding of blood, parentheses, ego, there is no remission. Hebrews 9:22. So that is our devotional for today. And I want to talk today about a little bit about who we're listening to in our lives. Are we letting go of our own thoughts and ideas and trusting in our Creator's will for us? Are we able to find rest and peace and trust in our Creator? Are we truly able to say and believe that He's in control of all things? And everything that's happened in our life is simply because He is in control of everything. He's in control of everything. Without him, we are truly nothing. With him, we're everything. We have to understand and believe this as what the scriptures say, and understand the sovereignty of our Creator is everything. He's the sustainer, and his will must be done for us to understand him. And my prayer for everyone today is not that we would seek our own way, but we would seek without any struggle his will in our lives. And his will is summed up in the commandments, in the Bible, in the book. The Bible is a wonderful love story. And when you love someone, you want to find everything about that person for one reason and one reason only, to please them. To please them. Because you're so in love with them and you want to give them every piece of joy that you could possibly give them. So you're going to go out of the way to seek and find as much as possible about this person. If you're a young man courting a young woman or the other way around, you're going to find out and reach out to that person's friends. You're going to look at that person's history. If you're on the internet, you're going to look at that person's past. You want to find out as much about that person as possible for one reason and one reason only, to bring them joy. To bring them joy because you love them that much. You're not doing this to with any evil intent at all. You're not looking at their back. You're not looking to study them and learn them. Nothing evil about that. No, you're looking to do it to please them. What is this person like? Where does this person like to go? What do they like to do? Because I want to go out of my way to please this person. You know, there's a saying that love is blind, because a person wouldn't even think with sense. They'll just think with their heart, and they'll go out of the way and do things that do not make sense to the average person because they're in love. And sometimes this can get people in trouble. Sometimes, this goes beyond wisdom. But it just shows the determination people have when they truly love. And if we truly love our Creator, that's what we should do for him. We should go out of our way consistently beyond human understanding to learn as much as possible about our Creator with one goal in mind, to please him. To please him, because we love him that much. Why would a person do that? Somebody who doesn't have a relationship with him would ask. Why would you spend all your time in the Word, all you spend time praying, when you could be out there having a job and making money, or go out there and having fun? Why do you desire to know our Creator so well? Because we're learning how to please him, what he wants from us. That's what we need to do. We need to understand what he did for us, that he loved us so much. He did something that was unthinkable to human wisdom. He let his son die for us and take our place and become a curse for us. That's how much he loved us. And you will go way and beyond and do crazy things for somebody you love. And I'm not talking about the idea of love. I'm talking about truly loving according to what the scriptures call love. And we discussed that in the Bible, what true love truly is. And the problem we have today is, I see people that give more love to their pets than they do to our Creator. They will go out of the way. They will spend money they don't have. They will pamper their pets and give their pets all the comfort and joy that they possibly think that pet needs, because they love the pet that much. We need to have a love for our Creator. And it needs to grow and build more and more each day, to grow close with him, because the enemy is trying to separate us from that. More and more each day, that love needs to grow stronger. Our Creator is in control of everything, except the amount of love we choose to give him. That's our choice. That's our decision to make every day. How much time are you going to spend with him in prayer? How much time are you going to spend with him speaking with him? How much time are you going to spend in his word, learning about him? How much time are you going to spend in trying to accomplish the things he wants you to accomplish, his will, his commandments? How much time are you going to spend each day defending him? How much time are you going to spend each day looking to spend time with him? This is the question we need to ask. You know, to show our love, our true love, how much do we love him? Do we want to do these things? What do we choose to do with our lives? The scriptures say, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. Choose life so you may live. It's beautiful. He's in control of our lives. And he teaches us love. That's what the word teaches us, love, and what love truly is. And when we look at people that are willing to die for him, that's what the scriptures command us to be willing to do, to lose our life so we can gain it again, and to deny everything. See, we can't understand that without love. Without complete love, we can't understand what it means to be willing to give up our life for someone. That's what Yeshua did for us. And that's what he wants us to do for him, to be willing to give up our life for him. And most people don't comprehend this or understand this. And I will submit to you, many people do not understand love. And we went through a whole series of all the aspects of love, and anything less than that is not love. Many people have never experienced or given love in their life because they're just not able to comprehend with their own thinking. They're trying to think with their own mind. And I'm not necessarily telling you to think with your heart exclusively, because that can get you in trouble. I'm telling you to think according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions in his words, because that'll never get you in trouble. That'll never get you in trouble. To understand who he is and what he's done. To understand Creator. Amazing. Creator. Listen, when your car breaks down, you don't bring it to the dentist. I mean, the chances that your dentist or a side mechanic are slim and none. When your teeth are messed up, you don't go to your mechanic. Why am I saying this? When your car breaks down, there's a book in a glove compartment that tells you all about the car. When I go to rent a car that I'm not familiar with, sometimes I can't even find out how to turn on the lights or turn on the air conditioner or something. I have to look in the book. Where did the maker of this car put that? We have a maker for our bodies. And he's Yahweh, our wonderful creator. And he's given us a book to understand our bodies, our thoughts, our minds, our emotions, and everything in it. And we have to be willing to understand what he has to say about everything. And that includes the trials we go through in life, the suffering we go through in life, and the things that we're going to go through in life. That includes everything of how, the attitude of how to have with it. You know, I tell everyone, you can get all the information you need about scriptures by just reading the Torah, the Gospels, and Revelation. That's all you need to read of all scripture. The Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, the Gospels, and Revelation. Everything you need to know about that. Now, every other book in the scripture is profitable for man for this reason, because it trains us and teaches us how to respond to situations in life. How to correctly respond to situations in life. And we need these lessons in our lives. That our Creator has used these people in a certain time of our history to show us the correct and the incorrect responses of what we should do according to those situations. And we need to consistently remind ourselves, Joel, Daniel, even Samuel and Saul and all these people, the decisions they made and what they did with the information found in the Torah, the Gospels, and Revelation. Now you might say, well, they didn't have the Gospels of the time. They were looking forward to Messiah. And now we can look back to Messiah. And we look at the Revelation. Well, they didn't have Revelation at that time. Revelation was given from the beginning of time of who our Creator was and what his goals were for our life. And now he's given it to us more clearly. Our Creator has given us the plan for all things, for all things. And he shows us his purpose for all things. And we need to understand what that means and what that is. And it's beautiful to follow and see the people in scripture that have made the right choices. And even those that made the wrong choices, that we could respond and learn from their mistakes and not our own. To understand the love of Messiah, I don't think people today, and I definitely see in people's compassion for life, they don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand it. When you have, I mean, I love animals. I love animals so much that I don't eat them. But when you have more love for a dog, I can't conceive it. That you could walk down the street. I mean, people have more love for their pets than they do for humans. When you could walk down the street with a dog and walk past homeless people without even saying a word to them. We're not getting it. We're not understanding this. You can't give somebody a dollar bill at a red light, but you're going to take your dog to get him puffed up and cleaned up and get a haircut at the pet store. Something is missing. Something is missing. I just don't, you know, it's, and then even worse, you could literally, you know, eat a chicken and pamper your dog. You either love Yahweh's creation or you don't. And his highest creation and being us who are his image, and to ignore the situations that our creator puts in us in our life. And it was a situation in the scriptures even where there was a man who was there and people walked by. They just walked by. And it came somebody who wasn't even supposed to talk to him, took him and put him in a hotel and paid for his bill. Every situation of how we're supposed to act and reply in these situations. And it's a learning process. It's a learning process. Remember, we love our creator. We want to learn what he wants us to do. We want to learn how he wants us to do these things. We want to learn these things. And that's what the scriptures help teach us do. You know, and sometimes we're on one end of it and sometimes we're not on the other end of it, but whatever end on it, we must understand. The word submit, the word obey, these are scriptures that defined who Yeshua was, our wonderful Messiah. And these scriptures define who Yeshua is, submit and obey him. People call me legalist because I desire to follow the guidelines and instructions of my creator. I want to submit to his will. I want to obey his commandments. And people have an issue with that. What's wrong with people? That should be our desire, to obey him in everything, in every way. We have to be understanding, to be thankful, and to show thanks is to be willing to believe and trust in our Creator and what he says for us. And the gift he's given us and he's left us with, the gift of faith, the gift of the Hadash Kodesh and the peace that comes along with that, and all these things. The grace that he shows us and he gives us every day and the patience that he has with us. We have to understand to obey Yahweh is showing us our love for him. Showing our love for him when we obey him. Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in the way of love, just as Yeshua loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to Yahweh. First John 4:10 says, this is love. Not that we loved Yahweh, that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Love. Love isn't about what we deserve. Love isn't about equal. Love is about going over and beyond whatever our human thinking could think of. That why would somebody do that for another person? And it's a beautiful feeling to know my love, my creator loved me so much and has given me more than I could ever give him back, than I can ever repay him with. He's given me so much more. People don't understand. When somebody says we're to love each other and the Bible's about love, but they're not willing to follow the creator and his commandments. If you can't love our creator, you can't love each other. Being nice and loving someone are two different things. They're not the same things. We have to understand. We first have to love our creator. And then we have to love ourselves. And then we can love others. And when we even get a taste of that from another human being, when we get a taste of that, somebody doing something in our lives That just makes no sense to us. That's how you reach people. That's how you reach homeless people. That's how you reach people that are down and out. I have a friend that was living on the streets, homeless, drug addict. And as he was sitting there on the corner of the streets, he used to tell me all the time, now that he's redeemed and he's transformed person now, he tells me people used to come by. Some people would give me money. Some people would give me food. But the people that touched me the most were the people that actually sat down next to me and spoke to me. Just doing things that go beyond our understanding sometimes to understand love. And it's a wonderful thing that you can experience something that somebody's offering me something, not expecting something back. Somebody's offering me something, knowing that I might not even be able to give them back what they deserve. And that's what Yeshua did for us. And that's what Yahweh does for us every single day. Every single day. And for those of you in life that are blessed to find somebody who can actually love you without any ego, without expecting anything back, that is the goal that our Creator wants for all mankind. That would be around all the time. Much of the scriptures talk about not being a stumbling block because we love someone. You know, and judging people is to judge people to lift them up and not knock them down. Judging them because we love them. People that have an issue with the scriptures have an issue with love. People that have an issue with the words and the commandments of our Creator have an issue with love. Our Creator gave us the guidelines and instructions and the commandments because He loves us. Because He loves us. The love a parent would have for a child, or even to a degree, the love a person has for a pet. Going out of our way and doing things that just do not make sense. But somebody is benefiting from it. And maybe we can understand our Creator more better when we start thinking about these things. So when we start suffering and going through some things, we understand that our Creator has only good for us, the things He planned for us a long time ago. Remember, the scriptures and the word set examples how we're supposed to live and to be an example to others. Matthew 5:16 says, in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify you by the Father in heaven. John 13:15 says, for I gave you all an example that you also should do as I do. Love, love, love. That's it. And that's where the blessings come from. That's where we get the good understanding. You know, we don't want to live like the world. It says in Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will for you, His good and pleasing and perfect will. You take a pet from the pound that's been abused and you take it home and you show that pet love, you'll see a complete transformation in that pet. The same thing happens with people. You could take orphans. You could take abused children. You could take people. You start showing them love, completely different attitude, the transformation that happens in them. And this is what our Creator wants to happen in us, a transformation, because we've been abused by the enemy and this world for so much. And then when we know our Creator, now we're understanding and seeing love for the first time. We're understanding how to receive it and how to give it and what love truly is. I have some stray cats in my area, and they'd be very standoffish for years. I feed them every day. Every day I would feed them, and then finally they would let me pet them. And now they'll sit in my lap and let me pet them. You know, the trust comes in time, and trust comes in when people see consistency. And our Creator has proven His consistency of what He's done for us. Yeshua dying for us was not a one-time event. That's what we have to understand. It was not a one-time event. So we must transform our minds and transform our hearts and ask Him to circumcise our heart every single day. Come to Him and to understand what it is to be thankful for the love he's expressed and shown us through Yeshua and through others and through the people he's put in our lives. That we just can't think, why would a person do this for us? Why would somebody love me so much with all the things that we could think about that are bad in us, but our Creator sees the good in us? And we have that joy to know that. To know that. So we have to understand, sin is the opposite. Sin is us desiring to live against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. But our Creator wants us to follow His guidelines and instructions. And that's how we can please Him. That's how we can please Him. To be in awe of our Creator and all He's done for us. It says in Psalms 128, verse 1, blessed is everyone who fears Yahweh, who walks in His ways. Who walks in His ways. And to just pray with Him and speak with Him often. And just ask Him and thank Him for the love we receive. But to ask Him to show us and teach us how to love. How to love. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 7. And Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and shun evil. Submit and obey. Submit and obey. Again, this is all what Yeshua was about. Psalm 37:5 says, commit your way to Yahweh and trust Him, and He will do this. You know, trust in Yahweh and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Psalms 37:3. And Psalms 28:26, those who trust in their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. The wisdom of our Creator is love, not this worldly idea of love, not this type of love, but love according to the Scriptures. That's the word today to help lift us up and to understand what the Scriptures were saying here and the devotional was saying about that second Adam, about Yeshua and what He's done for us. So thank you, Father, for just teaching us and continue showing us for the love that you give us. And thank you for the love and the people you put in my life that teach me more how to do this. It's not only the Scriptures that show us examples how to react in life and how to do things, but also the situations He puts us in life and the people He puts in our lives that love us. So praise our wonderful Creator. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Yahweh be with you all. Have a blessed day, and tell people that Yeshua loves them and died for them. And shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. Love, you bring light to